For a new series about the changing lives of women, Weekend Edition turned on the TV. On one of TV's most popular comedies, Modern Family, none of the adult female characters works outside of the home.
You worked?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine you working.
Luke, let me tell you something. That is very offensive to women. Your mom works very hard. It's just now she works for us.
This hardly reflects a reality where stay-at-home mothers are only 14% of U.S. women. For a little historical perspective, that's a 50% drop over the past 40 years. Television mirrors and even helps drive social norms and trends. NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered how accurately it might depict working women today.
If you're of a certain age, you might have something in common with actress Gina Davis, your memories of working women on television.
I don't remember a lot of women on TV with jobs. I mean, there were I Dream of Jeannie and Lieutenant Uhura. I guess she had a job.
Ms. Uhura, your last subspace log contained an error in the frequencies column.
Mr. Spock, sometimes I think if I hear that word frequency once more, I'll cry.
TV has changed so much since Star Trek. It makes Modern Family seem a little, less modern. Gina Davis runs something like a think tank that tracks gender in the media. It recently partnered with UCLA for a study analyzing gender roles and jobs on screen.
We looked at something like 11,000 plus speaking characters, and TV is actually doing a pretty good job of depicting women with careers.
Careers meaning the kinds of jobs a young girl or boy might aspire to, like the female neurobiologist on The Big Bang Theory.
Come on, tumor. Come on, tumor. Mama needs an aggressive little glioblastoma.
Or all those women lawyers, doctors, and detectives handling procedurals, like the ones on Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Should have done a better job stashing Sam's body. You see, that, with your little trophy collection, is going to give you the death penalty.
Or the small-town city councilwoman on Parks and Recreation, who meets two real-life female senators.
But you've probably never heard of us. We're small and unimportant.
I'm sure that's not true.
But it is. We've got tons of problems. We're overrun with raccoons and obese toddlers.
These are the working women Gina Davis hopes girls will see on TV and want, eventually, to be. She and her daughter were watching children's shows when she became troubled by their terrible lack of gender parity. So she started her institute. Its recent study shows family movies are vastly worse than television.
81% of the jobs are held by men.
In real life, it's more like half. Davis once held the ultimate job on television, President of the United States, in 2005's Commander-in-Chief.
If we were to classify Azam as an enemy combatant...
You're advocating torture.
That is your word.
Which has not been proven to work.
My administration was very short. We only had 1 year.
Washington, D.C. is where you'll find today's TV women most consumed by their careers, on Homeland and Scandal. Those happen to be Jennifer Newsom's favorite shows. She's a documentarian who's examined representations of women in the media. She sees this problem. Nearly all those characters have something in common besides their careers. No kids.
Let's forget the working mother, despite the fact that of working women, 60% are working mothers.
As part of her research, Newsom asked a Hollywood executive about this vexing absence of working moms on shows. Here's what the executive said.
Well, you know, our focus study group, they weren't comfortable with the mother working so hard and blah, 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 blah.
It can be uncomfortable to watch Nurse Jackie, a working mom over 40, struggling to hold it together.
Please give me a break, will you please, Kevin?
I'm clean. Months and months.
Great. Mother of the year.
40 and older are actually 47% of our population here in the U.S., yet only 26% of women on TV.
Of course, 40 and older in the real world tends to be the ages of CEOs, high-level politicians, women who've poured decades into building distinguished careers. According to the Gina Davis Institute, primetime programs show women running companies 14% of the time. In real life, it's 25%. In the TV show Damages, Glenn Close played a woman in charge of her own high-powered law firm who mentors a female colleague.
Push him. You ask him the same questions 10 times, 10 different ways. I mean, Erickson has an ego. He'll get tired of hearing your voice. He'll want to hear his own. Then eventually, he'll say something he shouldn't.
Damages aired on FX, a channel mostly known for its compelling male anti-heroes. FX president John Landgraf.
frankly, the reason that I mistakenly passed on Breaking Bad was that at that time we had The Shield, Nip Tuck, and Rescue Man. I was like, well, are we going to have four shows with white male antiheroes on the air? Is that really our whole, the whole of our brand?
He wanted female antiheroes anchoring their own shows. So he greenlighted not only Damages, but Dirt, a short-lived series with Courtney Cox as the editor-in-chief of a sleazy tabloid.
I want to see an exclusive. What do we know about this dead cheerleader?
Amber Carmichael disappeared at the pep rally.
Now that's a solid cover.
Neither show exactly found Breaking Bad's level of fan engagement.
And it's fascinating to me that we just have a really different, I think much more rigorous set of standards for female characters than we do for male characters in this society. It's much harder to buy acceptance of a female antihero.
Tell it to Janet Tamaro. She created the show Rizzoli and Isles. It's about a detective and a medical examiner, both women.
I got a lot of resistance when I wanted to write a scene with the two women in conflict from both male and female executives, and everyone was squeamish about it. Oh, no, no, we don't want to see women fight.
Thanks for letting me know that Agent Dean was planning to join us.
I didn't know he was going to follow us in there. What'd you expect him to do? He's a federal agent. Patty shot him.
In the leg.
They have this tremendous conflict, and neither one of them wants to give at all. And yet when a man says, did I just walk in on a cat fight, the two women instantly react.
Did you really just call a disagreement between two female colleagues a cat fight?
But there's another place to look on television for powerful depictions of working women, says Gina Davis.
The most gender-balanced sector of television shows is reality shows.
That might sound funny until you look past the housewives and dance moms to the professional women flipping houses on HGTV, designing high-end suits on Project Runway, or running a restaurant in St. Louis.
Trying to run the restaurant, making sure the employees are there, and all the food is out on time.
We got a line, y'all. We got a line.
That's a lot to do by myself.
Welcome to Sweetie Pies is starting its third season this summer. Davis says reality TV, just like, well, real reality, proves that showing women working really works for everyone. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.